So we're recording, and whenever you're ready to go.
Should I do it? Sure. This is August 21st, 2019, 5:20. The St. Botolph Architectural Conservation Commission, District Commission, Commissioners Richard Henderson, Barbara Winterholm, and Susan Trowbridge, and Nick Armada, our planner. The first and only thing on our agenda is 179 St. Botolph Street. So you want to come announce who you are?
Sure. My name is Frank Murphy. I'm Director of Design and Construction for Achilles Real Estate Management. So we acquired this building in the last year. We're in the process of doing a renovation, interior and exterior. We actually just finished the other day repointing the masonry that was approved through this board. Now we're kind of moving on to windows. Mm-hmm. The proposal, we're actually replacing all of the windows in the building. We're proposing to replace all the windows, the rear windows being a mix of vinyl and aluminum, 1/1s. Building 1999, 11 units now. What we're proposing for the front is a wood aluminum clad sash for the front windows, keeping with the 6/6 mutton pattern that's shown in the photographs. And the window we're looking at is a true.
So this one's 179.
Correct.
But they all really are of a piece.
Contiguous.
They all pretty contiguous. I think there's three or four total on either side.
Sorry, you said you were replacing them with aluminum clad?
Aluminum clad wood windows is the proposal.
Okay.
And then this is actually the sash and the color is the black to match the existing windows as well.
That's a sample?
This is a sample of the actual sash that we're proposing.
And there's a sandwich mutton bar on the
bar internal to it as well.
Want to take a look.
Is that front only or rear as well?
We're looking at, we're doing the wood sash aluminum clad is what we're proposing for the entire building.
Mm-hmm.
The rear right now is a mix of vinyl and aluminum. There is one photo of the rear of the building. That's a 1/1.
Yeah.
We're proposing 1/1s on the back as well. We would do the 6/6 if deemed appropriate.
Yeah.
The mutton bars that are there now, are they trapezoidal? And is there an option to do exterior applied trapezoidal mutton bars?
They believe they are, and yes, there is. We can definitely change the profile on the exterior mutton bars.
So what would trapezoidal be?
So you see the crossbars here?
Uh-huh.
So that rather than being square like they are,
right,
they would look like triangles.
Oh, okay.
A little bit more. This face actually gets a little thinner.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that this does have a pitch to it, but actually come out to a thinner profile in the front of it.
Yeah. So the question here, commissioners, because they're in the guidelines, it does state that original details should be retained,
mm-hmm.
but there's no specific provision that says if you have to replace your windows, this is how it has to be replaced, as I'm sure you already know. The problem is that there will be a significant difference between these windows and the neighboring windows. And do you know if these windows are original?
We don't know.
Okay. And have you had any window restorer or anybody take a look at them and say they're not restorable?
We have not. I've looked at them. I'm a registered architect, as a preservationist, and I've looked at them, and quite a few of them in the windows, and there are a couple of photographs where the muttons actually on the exterior have deteriorated completely, and that rot is moving in towards the inside, and then even on the frames there's some severe damage.
Are they single pane? Because I did notice that. Are they single pane?
They are
window?
Single pane.
So it's all one pane with exterior applied?
Yes.
That's weird.
It's very bizarre.
So they
can't be
original.
That wouldn't be
original. That would not be
original. No.
So I think that answers my staff comment then.
Right.
What do the windows next door look like? I'm sorry.
They're basically
this is next door.
This is next door.
Oh, I see.
This is 181. This is 179.
So
and then it looks like they even extend
further. And then there's another I think there's another two to the other sides as well. So we will at some point be back before you as well, because we want to update the front railings.
But do you control all three?
No, we only have the one building. The 11 units.
The other question for you, commissioners, is do we want to go from wood to aluminum clad, meaning there's wood on the inside but aluminum wrapped on the exterior? Mm-hmm. These are all wood now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
They're wood, but they're not original wood.
Right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for us, it's obviously the maintenance issue of...
We do allow aluminum clad everywhere else.
Yeah.
It's too bad the other buildings aren't being done also.
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is...
If they go up for sale, we would entertain purchasing them and replacing them there as well.
The good news is that we'll have these window specs on file. So if they were to replace them, we can reference them and say, this is what needs to be used.
Yeah, that would be good.
If you approve them.
Is there more of a matte finish available, or is that just the...
There's just the white colors.
Yeah, I think it's just that there is a finish sheet in the...
half a dozen colors.
So who's the manufacturer?
Trimline. So we looked at several. We've used Tella windows as well at some of our other properties, and this is just a new group that came to us that we're entertaining the.
Questions? We can get public comment.
Yep.
Richard?
I think my only comment would be, could you ask the manufacturer, could there be
we could ask if we can change the to
what would you prefer?
Sheen on the more of a matte
little
finish.
Less shiny.
Less shiny, okay.
Wouldn't that be consistent with
that? Typically, yeah.
So more of a matte finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will discuss with the manufacturer.
And you said more of a trapezoid.
The trapezoid, not the flat.
Okay, you two would like to comment.
They're actually with me.
Oh, okay.
One is another one. He's the construction. He's actually our construction. Joe's our construction manager that would execute the work, and the other Joe is on the architectural staff, and he's just paying. He's seeing how we present so that in the future he can come before you guys.
And you've
come
home.
One of the other districts, we're also in Back Bay and on Mass Ave and Commonwealth Ave and South End, Back Bay and Commonwealth Ave. So
it's all us.
Yep.
Beacon
Hill. We're up in Beacon Hill as well.
Beacon Hill's me. Yep.
Okay.
There's another one that came at the same time as this.
So we discussed, what did I do with the comments here? Sorry. So I had the question as to whether or not they're original. If they were original, I would have recommended a preservation specialist to submit a letter saying they're non-restorable, but on discovering that it's a single pane with exterior applied mutton bars, that's a moot point. And so I would recommend approval with the provisos that the mutton bars are trapezoidal and that there's a matte finish to be submitted to staff for final approval.
I'll make a motion to approve with,
to do what you just said.
All that
with proviso.
Yeah.
With the provisos that we ask the manufacturer if there's a matte finish available, and that the final finish gets approved by staff, and that the Muntins are trapezoid.
I second.
Okay, in favor?
Aye.
Three in favor.
All right, guys, you're all set. So I'll get you, just give me the updated renderings, or the shop drawings,
yep.
And then I'll get you your approval letter to start work as soon as you need to.
Perfect.
All right. So there's just right. one more piece of business, which is, well, two, which is the administrative item.
Right. What is that?
That is...
117 St. Vitale, mm-hmm. number two. Replace.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yep. Just total straight replacement.
Yep. Got it. I move to approve 117 St. Vitale window replacement.
Wait a second.
Okay. In favor?
Aye. Aye.
Three in favor.
All right. Okay. In the minutes.
In the minutes. On this because I wasn't there. So I will move that you approve these minutes.
I second.
How many in favor? Two out of two who yep. can vote in favor. Is mm-hmm. that good enough?
You can still vote actually.
Even okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
yeah. We do need your vote for that, so that's why.
Okay.
Yep. So it was Barbara and then Richard, did you second that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. No staff updates. Well, so I've been talking to Lee, and, you know, there's a couple things that we've seen kind of as trends in the neighborhood that we'd like to kind of
nip in the bud.
Yeah. So what I would like to do is kind of start the process of a community-led process to update our guidelines. Mm. So if just be thinking about if there's anything that you feel that you're seeing in the neighborhood that you'd like to kind of change, or if there's something that people are taking advantage of, or that's something that's not working, you know.
Well, what kind of thing is he seeing?
Well,
the
square.
Or are you seeing that square signage?
Square signage.
On Blackwood.
Yep. We're also seeing a
square
lot.
Square signage.
Someone put up a, this is a historic square, and the signage doesn't fit in with anything
Memorial
else.
Memorial square, yeah. Oh.
It doesn't fit in with anything else.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird, and they put it up without getting our approval.
Mm-hmm.
So if we, I don't really think our guidelines say anything that they need to get our approval, meaning they being the city. So we might want to add that in, say, if you're going to put this stuff up, we need to approve
it. Oh, it's a city
it.
Sign.
It's a city sign.
Oh.
Yeah. Another thing is the Siamese fire hose attachments for the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
When you take a single family building and convert it into a multifamily building, you're required to have those by code. We don't really call them out per se, but we should, maybe we want to think about saying they have to be located in an area on the sidewall of a stoop or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So are all these things we want to nip in the bud things the city's doing as opposed to just residents gone rogue?
It's a little bit of everyone. So it's just things that we'll want to keep an eye out that maybe other districts are doing that we'll want to maybe implement. So those are a couple of the things that we had in mind. But just be thinking about that. If you guys want to get more strict on windows, we could do that. If you want to get less strict on windows, if you want to start restricting, I don't know, whatever. So just be thinking about stuff as you're walking home. If you see anything you hate and you want to make a rule, to stop it.
What about that time?
But wow. Not people.
That public hearing essentially.
Oh, that's really open ended.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That went to a whole new floor. That just got nipped in the bud.
Yeah.
It did?
I'm asking.
They wanted to add two floors.
Yeah. Well, I sent you a notice that I got as an abutter.
Yeah.
And it clearly wasn't the guidelines, but I haven't seen it come up here. So did it get killed somewhere else?
So I reached out to them and I told them that, hey, this is probably not going to happen. just so you know. They're like, no, no, it's tasteful.
Is this 104 with the elevator? Is that
No.
It was like
that was approved.
30 Cumberland or something Cumberland.
And they were adding two additional floors.
What?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, no, this is tasteful. You're going to love it. And I'm like, okay.
But we didn't ever get it because...
No, we never got it. So they invited me to an open house, but I couldn't make it because I had the South End hearing. And I was expecting the application to come through, and it never did.
Oh, so you've...
I never got it. Okay. Yeah. So maybe it was DOA with the zoning.
Maybe.
So,
yeah.
Because they need that before they come to us. So. Okay. All right.
Yeah, sure.
That's it.
Okay.
Do you want a motion to adjourn?
Yes, motion to adjourn. We're three in favor.
Okay. All right, guys.
All right, thanks.
Cool. So you're good to go.